When you're interviewing for that dream job or that dream position, there's one element that's often overlooked, yet it can make or break your success. And it's not about your resume or how you answer those tricky questions. The secret lies in something you can't put on paper. It's the energy that you bring to the interview. Plus, it's something else, but I'm not going to go into that right now. You'll hear it at the end of this podcast. In today's competitive world, companies are not just hiring skills, they're hiring personalities and vibes and unspoken connections that say, "You belong here." This is a game-changing element that turns a good interview into a great one. The kind that makes you memorable, unforgettable. So the next time you're preparing for that big interview, remember, it's your unique energy that might just be the key to your dream position, your dream job. Are you ready to resonate with that connection, that confidence on a whole new level? Of a little while back, I had the honor of speaking to a group here in New York City. And that was my focus, to help people, these individuals, get their dream position every single time. Every time they sat down for an interview, or went in and talked to their managers, bosses, or whatever. There's a key that I was coached on years ago and have been using it ever since, and it's effective. So I went in and I think, this was about an hour or whatever, and it was fabulous because afterwards, they were asking me questions about specific questions. Do you talk about money and payment and so forth and so on? But enjoy this podcast and let me know what you think, because not only is it the energy, but it's something else along with that energy. So I'd love to hear from you about what you feel and your experiences with the interview process. Okay. How to get attention. Get attention. How to get a position and get attention every time. How to get a position. You call it a job. How to get a job every time. You're taught and coached to send your resume or go online. Because you're doing this now, CEO, going for a position. What's the very first thing you do? You look it up online and you send the resume, right? Is that what you do? You send the resume? Some to get a job or get a position. Somebody tells you about it, you go there in person. We're going to skip over all of the, you dress appropriately for that position. Sometimes you send your resume. Sometimes you fill out a form online. You fill out the form. If you misspell something, they delete. They delete you. You're gone. You know how. So when they do call you in to meet you, you have filled out the application. You maybe have sent your resume. The first thing I want you to know is not all resumes are the same. So if you're going for engineering, you send an engineering resume. If you're going for nursing, you send a nursing resume. You have to do some research on what the resume in your field, what it looks like, what's on it. So that's the first thing I want you to jot down. Send the appropriate resume to go to a certain field, because they're different. If they look different, if you're going in for nursing and you send a business resume, you're not going to get called. That's number one. Do some research on the position, the job, the company, the organization. Do some research first. Know backwards and forwards on that particular company, that business. Make sense? Do some research. Then, you know, the typical thing, dress up professionally, whatever, and go. When you're there, does it matter if you're on time, I ask you?
Yes,
it matters. So, get there. I like to be there 30 minutes before. Get there. By hook or crook, get there and be on time. If you're late, the secretary, whatever, will let the employer know that you were late. And that's how you represent yourself. So, get there. Be there. If you have to cancel, call a day or two ahead and cancel, not the day of. All right? So you go in. Now, when you go in order to, even before you go in, calm your nerves, it's all about communication to yourself and the outside world. But when you go in, before you go in, what do you do? Do you sing, since you're a singer? Do you sing to yourself? Do you listen to music to calm your nerves? Breathe?
Yeah.
Always breathing. We do the power circle. Breathe down below your belly button. Just breathe and relax. Breathe. Watch or call or talk to someone. Talk to someone. Talk. You okay?
Yeah.
Just have a seat right there, because we might just be. Just have a seat right there, because we're going to be a little.
At the door, did I just open and hit so that somebody won't give me
hit? Yeah. Oh, sit right there. Because we're not going to be here too much longer. I just want to give this information, and then you'll have it. Listen to music, relax out in the lobby, that type of thing.
You said talk to someone.
Or talk to someone who is a positive mindset for that particular moment. Don't call your friend and say, oh, no, this is a big deal. You're going in for, you know, the interview of your life. You don't want to talk to that particular person. Then, get some notes. You might want to take this down. Maybe. It's about how to get a position every time. Every time, not just one time, get a job in the interview, after the interview, every single time. This is the key. So you come in, always have at least three to five resumes in your hand, physical resumes. Print them out, whatever, but have them, 3 to 5, in case the person hiring wants to give them to other people. They can't say, oh, okay, well, look at her resume online, so forth and so on. Have hard copies. Come in, shake hands. No fist bumps. Okay. Shake hands. Eye contact, smile, energy. Energy is the key. I'm always talking, my whole thing is energy connections. Energy is the key. And eye contact. Come in, you sit down. Now, what is it that you want? Even be, well, you're going to be doing this aspect of what I'm talking about 2 days before you go in for the interview. What is it that you want? What is it that you want? After this interview, what is it that you want?
To get hired.
Why? What do you want? Oprah said this a while back. People don't know what they want. What do you want? She said, you come on my show, they know what they want. Oh, to sell the film that I just did. To come and see me in a club in New York sing. What is it you want? You've got to know what it is you want. What is it you want?
Fill up the whole stadium.
Yeah, right. I like that. But here's the interview. What is it you want? Yeah, so what is it you want? Come on, CEO, what is it you want?
To make money.
Good, write it down. That's one. Write these two things down. What do I want? And write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And underneath it, write, what do they want, the employer, want? Write it down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, what is it that you want to make money? Write it down under number one. What else do you want?
Benefits.
Good, very nice. Write it down. You want benefits. What else do you want?
Security.
What is security?
Job security.
What's job security?
Guaranteed that I'll have this job after this specific certain amount of time, or if technology advances enough that.
How long does that take after you want security?
15 years bare minimum.
15
for your job. If I was like, it's like a long-term job. If I was to go work at like a hospital, I'm a doctor, for example, like, I want job security that in the next 15 years I'll have my job, even if it could be done by a robot. Or like,
how are you going to, in an interview, you want security for 15 years.
Here's a trick that I learned myself, like, okay. Not from a job, but from like, interview-ish things. Like, when I went to some workshops and I would talk to people about like how the job is, I would be like, what's the long, like, how's like the long-term stay at the job, or like you'll ask a question that's long-term based, and if they can't answer it, I mean the job isn't a long-term job.
A long-term job.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. When you say long-term, what are you talking about? 15 years?
Like, do you see yourself being here in 15? Does the employee or the person pitching the job see themselves being here for 15 years? So I was just like, oh, so like, what's the long-term benefits, or like, what's the long, like, how's the conditions of the company long-term? I forgot the specific question I asked, but it was so smart because the person was able to answer it, of course. But when I asked other job,
What did they say?
Oh no, they said it was good. They said how like their benefits increased over time, and like all the good stuff. And I went to another company and asked.
No, wait, wait. So what's the question that you asked them?
I forgot to say the question.
Oh, you forgot. Well, hold on. Then
you
no.
You have to somehow get like long term into like, oh, so like, how's like this employee, or like, how's like this long term employee, da da da, or like, oh, how long you been here? And they'd be like, oh, I was here for 5 years. They're like, oh yes, like, how's the long term?
Okay, so
like,
5 years. Hold on. Okay, 5 years, right?
Or how did you feel you grew over like your time, or like, do you think, like, how do you feel employees grow over like their time here after 10 years? And you ask questions.
Okay,
like,
so write down the question.
How do you grow after 10 years, something like that?
Write it down. How are things after 10 years? Or how long? Well, you should know how long the company, organization, business, club, singing club. Yeah, how long have you been? You should know. You should have done the research. That's on you to do the research to find out before you walk into this interview. Period. For, you know, because security, you could be there a week and they let you go. You could be there 2 years, then they let you go. So hold on. So, got that. What else do you want?
Fulfillment.
Write it down. Very good. Fulfillment. I don't know what fulfillment means. What does fulfillment mean? What does fulfillment mean? You want fulfillment.
Yeah, being happy at work, like, makes you feel whole and
happy at work. You want to be happy at work. Is that on the employer or on you?
There's actually a business term for this. I forgot what it's called. But like most jobs, how they fix that is by giving people job rotations. So then instead of
job rotation.
Because you're like. Not like you're not doing something completely different.
What do you want? What do you want? Fulfillment. What does fulfillment mean to you?
To me, it's a good job environment.
Good job environment. Write it down.
I think that's something completely different.
Write it down. What else do you want?
Good work culture.
Good work culture. What's a good work culture for you?
Like, no micromanaging.
No micromanaging.
People are respectful to each other in the office.
To each other in the office?
Yeah.
What else?
No dead weight. I don't want to be in a work environment where like certain people are performing so far while I'm performing at a certain level. And
you want everybody to perform at that level where you are.
I would prefer merit-based promotion.
Merit-based. That's good. What else? What do you want in this interview? What else?
Convenience.
What kind of convenience? I want convenience. What else?
Flexible schedule.
Good. What else do you want? Is that all you want? Is that everything? Okay, flexibility, being on Zoom, sometimes going in, sometimes not. It's hybrid now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, that's all you can really ask for from a job.
Okay, hold on. Is there anything else that you want? CEOs?
From a job specifically?
Yeah.
Anything else that you want? That's it? How many things do we have?
Four.
Four? Only four?
We're missing one.
No, that's it.
Keep going. You want anything else?
Fair pay.
Fair pay.
To make money is the first one.
Okay. Well, fair pay. Keep going. What else do you want? You don't know what it is you want.
I guess salary,
you're way behind.
Salary increase based on inflation, bare minimum.
Salary increase based on inflation.
Yeah,
salary people. Increase. Anything else that you want? CEO, that's it. I'm looking.
I just want to be happy at work. Like,
happy at work. You got that down there, right? Happy?
Yeah.
Fulfillment. Good.
Fulfillment. Anything else that you want? Wow, we got, in the other workshop, we got 10. We were still rolling. They were going, I want this. What about benefits?
You already said that.
Yeah.
Did we say benefits?
That's the second one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any vacation?
Oh,
this is what I, this is what they told me.
Yeah.
Vacation time.
Vacation
says
6 days.
Sick days. Anything else? Pay increases. Anything else?
You said that.
Yeah. Okay. I should have kept their list. They knew what they wanted.
I guess company trips.
You want company trips?
I mean, if I'm gonna get paid to be on a trip, then of course I want.
Company travel, okay. Anything else, or that's it? That's all you want.
I think we had a lot of subcategories. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Like nice coworkers. When they talk about the environment, would be nice coworkers.
Nice coworkers.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
all right. Teams.
Yeah.
Effective teams. Okay.
Opportunities for promotion. No, we
said did we say that? Opportunities for promotion.
Yeah,
did we say that?
I said merit-based.
Okay, promotions. And what is it the employer wants? When you know both what it is you want, what it is the employer wants, then you have synergy. But what's the employer want? What does the employer want? Save money. Write it down. To save money. What else does the employer want?
Give as little benefits as
possible.
A lot of these just go under the subcategory of saving money because they do that by saving money.
Saving money. What else do they want?
Efficiency.
Efficiency. Very good. That's a good one. Efficiency. From who? The employers, right?
The employees.
Okay. What was that?
From the employees.
From employees. What else do they want?
I will also guess a good work culture because I'm pretty sure a lot of people, they don't want lawsuits or complaints coming constantly.
Oh, they won't.
They don't want complaints.
And lawsuits.
They want what?
Dedication.
Ooh,
loyalty. Yeah.
Yeah. Write that down. Dedication, loyalty. What else do they want?
Implication? Like,
what?
Implication.
What's implication?
Like, when, you know, are people who are very concerned about their job, who care? Like, people who care.
Who
like,
care?
Who care. That's what I mean. Like, I have a friend, he will go to work, even, like, he will, like, I guess they like him at his job because he will overwork and not ask to be paid.
Overwork and not ask to be paid.
Like, that's, like, he's the
one. Oh, you say no to that?
I don't say anything with that, but.
Be careful of that.
Yeah.
Hold on to that. Overwork and not ask to be paid. And you say, CEO,
I
could
understand.
Hold on. No debate here. I'm getting to a point.
Yeah.
So hold that. Saying, You say, work and not have to be paid. Good. What else do they want? Anything else employers want?
Skills?
They want skills in their field, in their space.
I wouldn't say that. They just want skill. If they can have a skilled employee, of course, like there's a bare minimum, you have to be skilled in one thing, but if they can have an employee that's skilled in multiple facets, they will like that because then they could probably put them to work to do other things and end up doing free labor. And a lot of employees do that because there's always the mentality of, oh, I need to.
Is that a good thing or not?
It's a good thing if you're paid for it, but if you're not, it's not.
Oh, it's a good thing if you're paid for it, but if you're not paid for it.
That's free labor.
Having a bunch of skills, they would want somebody with a bunch of skills. But you're not going to tell them all your skills. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you could. Of course, if you have several, like five employees and like, one of them have like 3 degrees in multiple areas that like could also help your company, and one only has like, everyone else only has like 1 or 2. You're gonna take the person with 3. And like, of course you're probably not gonna make them like automatically start doing the work, but best believe if they're short in the office, who's the first person they're going to? Them, because they know they're skilled in multiple areas. They say, hey, can you do this for a while? And of course it's like, oh yeah, can you just pick up the slack for 1 or 2 weeks? Which is, okay, sure. And
or they could just let you go.
For what?
They say, hey, we need somebody who has this skill and you don't, so we'll let you go. But somebody who has 3 skills and would say, yeah, I'll do that. They say, well, it's extra. Not extra pay. It's just extra work. You've got the 3 skills. This person coming in only has 1. We'll let them go. Bye.
Yeah.
But the one who has 3.
They're going to take the 3.
So they take the 3. And then the third, the one who says, I have 3 skills. They say, we'll keep that person.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Walk away and say, well, you let that one go. Or, even though you're giving me more work and not the money.
Well, yeah, that's the point. And that's why you apply to multiple employers. Or better yet, you just do your job. Because a lot of...
So, no, wait. You just said, would you say, okay... They're not paying you for your other skills. They're paying you for 1. But then they need
the other
skills. And you say, well, I'm not working for nothing.
Well, yeah. They're not going to fire you because at the end of the day, when you apply to a job and it only asks for 1 skill, I'm doing that 1 skill. I'm doing my job.
Right.
Like, they're already short of employees if they was to fire me because I'm only using 1 of my skills and they're short of staff and the other 2 skills.
Yeah.
You go fire an extra employee and be... extra short? No, you're not. You can't get mad at the person for just doing 1 job when that's the 1 job they said.
But you're only going to tell them about 1 skill that you have.
No, it's going to be on my resume. Whether or not they decide to look at it is dumb. And if I feel like helping out in the office, of course I'm like, hey, I have this skill so I can help up or pick up the slack for like...
And what did they say? Once again, because I'm looking at you saying, I'm not going to work for nothing.
No, I'm saying, like, a lot of the times...
They're not going to give you a raise, a bump up.
If it's, like, for one or two
If you
people,
have three be. Skills.
Yeah, of course.
And you can slide over and do something else.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you a bump up.
If it's for long... If it's for short term, I could, like, use those other skills because, like, you need some loyalty to your company, so you should work. But if it's like, oh, yeah, no, you have to do this for 4 months, No, no, no.
No, what? No, 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 you're going to leave.
If you're there for 10 years, what do you do then? You...
If I'm there for 10 years?
Yeah, then they ask you to use your other skills for 4 months. What do you do?
Oh, for like a month?
For a long period of time.
Like. No.
So you quit?
No. If they're short of staff, they're going to fire me because I don't want to do somebody else's job. This is my job description. If they do fire me, they're going to be even more short staffed and they'll be hurting themselves even more.
So they think they're not going to let her go. Because he goes, no, I'm not going to do more. Okay, all right.
It's not in my job description. And you
can it's not in her job description.
They fire you for no reason.
Oh, people, companies can write you up any which way they want.
Of course.
Or a manager or supervisor can write you up any way they want.
Yeah, they could just say regular.
So, but the point is there. No, you hire me for this. I'm not going to do this. So, hold on to that. Mm-hmm. Okay? See, at the end of this, getting the position every time for a job, for a position. Hold on to what you said. Anything else that they want? What are the things that you just mentioned that they want?
Save money.
Save money. What's the other one? Efficiency.
Dedication. Specialist.
Somebody who's dedicated.
People who care about their job.
People who care.
/ enthusiastic about their job.
And who are enthusiastic about the job. Is that all they want? And skilled labor. That's about it, yeah? How many do you have?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Fine, okay. All right. You can't do all of going back to you. What is it you want? Can't do all those things. How many do we have about you? What is it you want?
Nine.
Can't do all of those in 7-10 minutes of this interview. Can't do all of them.
Yeah, of course.
What's the one main thing that you want out of all of them? Mm-hmm. All nine. What is it you want? Period.
I feel like half the list will already be in a job
description. What's one thing you want out of all of them? What's the one thing you want? Say it louder.
Money.
Money. You want money.
I want job security.
Job security money? Is it related?
Yeah.
What's the one thing? Money? What's the one thing you want, CEO?
Money, too.
Money. What is it that they want? What's the one thing employers want? Got a bunch of things down there. What's the one main thing they want?
To save money.
They want to save? Because I know you're putting
your skills. Right?
Why do they want your skills?
To make money.
What?
To make money.
So what's the one thing they want? To make money?
Yes.
Oh. So wait a second. What is it you want?
To make money.
What is it they want?
To make money.
To make money. What is it you want?
To make money.
What is it they want?
To make money.
Oh. So you come in, sit down, say, hi. Curry Ruff. I want your money. Is that the way it goes? That's, yeah, that's the way it goes. You're thinking, you want their money. They're thinking, we want money.
Synergy.
Synergy. They're both coming together. So what do you have to communicate, have to connect to get the position every single time? What is it that you have to communicate? What is it that you, how do you connect? I'm saying every time. Where you're not walking out saying, gee, I hope I got that position. I hope I got that job. You're going to be doing this for the rest of your careers.
When you hire me, I will multiply your money.
Say that again.
When you hire me, I'm going to multiply your money by 10, 100, a million. That's a thing you can say.
Is that true? CEOs.
You're right.
What are you writing down?
Mention money.
What?
Mention money.
Mention money? Is that what she said?
She mentioned that she would tell them that she would bring in more money.
That she would bring in more money. That's what you wrote down? Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
It's halfway written.
Oh, so what were you going? What were you writing down?
Trying to bring in related topic of money. Try to bring in a related topic of money.
So how do you do it? Bring in the related topic of money. You know that's what it is they want. Going into a hospital, getting a job in engineering. In computers, what do you say? What do you communicate? You will know it now. You'll separate yourself from everybody who's going in for an interview with someone. If you know how to do this, say it again, CEO.
I will multiply the money that you give. Like if you give me $1, I'm gonna make $10 with it, or $100.
For who?
For the employer.
For the employer. So what is it you want?
Money. And multiply it.
For who?
For the employer. For the employer. Sorry.
For the employer. Not for you. She just said earlier, oh, I wouldn't do that unless you pay me. Really? Thank you very much. Take care. Yeah, we'll call you. Don't call us. We'll call you. And they never call. Wouldn't say what?
That I won't work unless they pay me. I'm not gonna say that in an interview. Like you say that like once you secure the job and like you're there for a while.
Say that again?
I wouldn't say that in the job. I said I would say that after I secured the job and was
over. Oh, after you secured a job.
And you were there
for I'm talking job. About securing the job. The position. Right here. Getting the position.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, when you already have the position. And if you're still in the frame of you're just in this for the money, you're out. They'll let you go. You'll get fired. You'll get let go. Any which way they possibly can. You're out. You're in it for the money? What?
I never understand what's the point of them acting like, oh my God, you're working for money. What do you mean? Of course I'm working for money. What else am I working for?
tell her. She's saying, oh yeah, what else am I working for? I'm working for money. Tell her what I'm coaching her.
If you must pay your employer's money, you get more money yourself.
Say it again.
Like, if you multiply your employer's money, you get more money yourself.
That's a very weird way to think. Trust, best believe, if I was to come to the company and do three jobs myself, and they got more income because I did three jobs by myself, and they were paying me less, they get more money. And best believe, if they could, they will not give you more money. They will give you the same salary they gave you before. They'll make you more money. Well, you make me more money. It's two very different things. That's two very different things that a lot of employees tend to forget, which is why they don't get raises, or at least good raises.
They love you because you're making them a ton of
they
money.
Don't love you. It's,
so
it's
they
a,
give
this is
you
a company.
Raise.
This is a company, not
no, no, but
love. You just have
like,
love for an entity.
They like that they work for you because you're making them a ton of money. So of course they're gonna
no,
give you
no.
raises.
That's thinking that they have morals. Don't do that. Don't do that. If they could, they will screw you.
It's not morals. You're making them like a ton of money, and they love their money, so they're gonna give you even more money.
Oh well, yeah, of course.
To keep you around, so you can make them even more
but
money.
But listen, that's not what he said. He said if I said I have multiple skills and I could do the job, and I do the job, and then they don't compensate me for, so I stop doing my job. Like my job, the extra jobs, they'll fire me for it. But you're saying that they won't fire me because, and they'll instead compensate me. He said they won't. Listen to what he's saying.
Here's what I'm saying.
Y'all just said opposing
views. I love this. This is great.
Y'all just said opposing views.
This is what I'm saying.
What?
She's correct. Listen. Listen. In the interview process, what is it they want? What is it you want? Excuse me. What is it you want? Always start with you. What is it you want? You want profits. You want money. What is it that they want? They want profits. They want money. How do you communicate your skills, what you do? How do you communicate, connect, to where you get the position every single time? What are they looking for? They're looking for someone who can increase their bottom line. Somebody who can make them profits. You tell them, and I always say have three stories, but I'll make my point with just one story from you. How you statistically made money for wherever you work now. Somebody told me in the earlier workshop, said, this past weekend, she and four others on her team made $13,000 for her company this weekend. Four others worked on making $13,000 where she works now this past weekend. I say to tell new employers that story. What does that say? It says at another place, I've worked on a team with people in such a way it brought in income for the company that I'm at now. The employer that she's sitting in front of says, I want you. Because you can increase our bottom line. She just told us. She told the employer, this is how I can make you more money. That, then she gets the position. Somebody comes in and says, I want money. Good, so do we. You're an employee, you say, I want more money. I want vacations. I want benefits. How are you going to increase our bottom line? That example just tells them, I did this, increase their bottom line. I will do that here. I know how to work with people in such a way that we create and increase your bottom line. Write it down. Maybe, if you choose to use it. If not, choose to be on your own trying to figure out, oh, why you did or did not get the position. You didn't get the position because you were saying, I'm a hard worker. Oh, I know somebody. Oh, good for you. What? I want your money. Good. If we can just put you in a slot where you can do a 9-to-5 and go home, where you say, would you like fries with that? If you can flip burgers, do what, nursing, everything. And you're just doing it and you're there for the money, take care. Nice to meet you. We'll call you. Take care. If you go in there with that story, your story, this is how I increase the bottom line of where I am now. Or this is how I can increase your bottom line of where you are now. Clothing store. Because, your clothes, because you've done research, because your clothing is like this and this and this, this. If we do this with your clothes, you can increase your sales by 13%. If you do that, if you focus on women who like boots black like this, you can increase, and it's winter time. If we advertise, if we market on social that boots winter that do this, that also have a little label on it that looks cute, and what that will increase your sales by da 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 da. Does that increase their bottom line? Yes. That story, that idea. Then you get the position every single time. Over somebody comes in and says, I'll work hard. Oh, what's your benefits? I want benefits. I want vacation time. I want this. I don't really care about your business and increasing your bottom line, employer. I don't really care. Take care. Bye. Unless you're at a fast food joint where they can put you in anytime you want. I'm talking about a position that you really want. What do? You're a singer? What's the very first thing? Story. Story. You tell the employer. Because the employer wants what in a club? You're a singer, a professional singer. What's the very first thing that a club wants?
Clients.
Well, not clients. Money. What do they want? But we know the employer, the club owner, wants what? People. So if you say, I can bring in what? 10, 15, 100? Because I have a list of people who've been following me on social media for 2 years. The guy that we watched playing the guitar on the street in New York City. I have a following of whatever can bring into your, I can bring into your club. Does the club owner hire you?
Yes.
Might hire you and say, oh, well, you have, and they say, you know, 10% of the drinks or whatever. that increases their bottom line and increases your.
Because it gives me exposure.
Gives you exposure. If you work that marketing the way he did on that video that we saw. If you. So what is it you want? I'm going over it again. What is it you want? Still don't know? What is it you want? What is it they want? What? So what is it you want? If they want money, you want money. What is it that you tell them? What is it that you want? What is it that you want?
You want to bring them money.
What?
You want to make money for them, right?
And how do you do that? How do you tell them, I can increase your bottom line? Right here. How do you do that? So what do you say? Come on. What do you say? What do you say that's different from the average? What do you say?
A story of how you made money.
Of how what?
How you made money.
How you made money?
Some other,
or how they can. And what do you say, CEO, about a club?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Like when you hire me, like you are guaranteed to have 200 people to come to the next
round. Exactly. What do you say in your field? If you're still focused on give me money, you lost here in this interview. You've lost. You're behind. Because somebody, for a position that you really want, tell them, I always say, three stories. Have ready. I got one from the earlier workshop. She was able to say, four people made $13,000. That's one story that separates her from everybody else. And you still get one of the things that you said you wanted, money. He or she hires you because of that story. What's your story? What's your story right now? You have a story. Yes, you have. You have a story. I just gave you your story because you're a professional singer. I gave you your story. Here it is. I can bring in 20 people into your club. Every time you go to the club owner, tell her, This is how I can increase your bottom line. This is how. Do you have a story? Do you have a story? CEO, do you have a story? Come up with something now.
Does it have to be real?
It has to be real and honest. So, if you've never worked, never had to work, how nice. So, what do you say? What's your skill? What's your passion? How can your skill, what you know now, increase their bottom line? What's a skill? Oh. What's a skill you talk to somebody who who is in the printing. What's your skill in your, in the interview that you had? What's the skill that you hadn't talked about this skill in a while?
Graphic design.
Graphic design. And you said in this interview over the phone, you said, I know graphic design. And what else did you say? I've worked in graphic design.
Yes.
For how long?
2 years.
2 years. Statistics. 2 years. And then what did the person, what did the employer say? Come in and see me. Send me your resume. You're interviewing.
Yeah.
On the, over the phone. But if you hadn't have brought it up saying, 2 years done graphic design. And then probably what I want you to do is say, when I worked there for 2 years, like the first month or second month or third month, I did this much. I increased their income, $1,000, $500. You all have that. All have it now. I'm attempting to say, just like it is, what is it? You all have a skill now that increases the employer to take you. You call it hire. You got it? You got it? Or no? What are you missing?
No, just the story.
Just the story. Give us an example so we can help you come up with a story right now. You have it. Now you know what it is you want, what it is they want. Now, help them increase their bottom line with your story, with what it is you do best, what it is you're passionate about, what it is you know. To increase their bottom line. That's your, that's what you want. To make them more money. It all comes from your passion, what you're pretty good at doing. Got it? Join us next time for another innovative conversation on Side Hustle with Personality, where we explore how you can develop something on the side and bring great value to others and yourself. And when you choose to improve your daily life and business, this is the place to hang out for new ideas and new strategies. This has been Side Hustle with Personality. Now you may contact us at kerryruff.com. That's KerryRuff, as in Frank Frank. And remember, keep connecting your energy differently and adding true value to the world.